It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Voting is underway in a western Indian state that's considered one of the country's richest and fastest-growing regions. The election in Gujarat is being closely watched for clues to the popularity of India's two main political parties. It is also focusing on Gujarat's chief minister. He was in charge in 2002 when that state witnessed the worst violence between Hindus and Muslims since India became independent 6 decades ago. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Gujarat and joins us now. This chief minister is something of a cult figure among Hindu nationalists, right?
Yes, he is. His name is Narendra Modi, and he is seen as very much as the sort of poster boy of hardline Hindu nationalism. His supporters see him as charismatic. They see him as decisive. He doesn't have a reputation of spending a lot of time consulting his party. He tends to be authoritarian in style. And they see him, in their view, as someone who stands up to Muslims, who they tend to equate not only with a minority in India that they see as disloyal to the country, but also they tend to equate them with terrorism.
Well, let's remember that in addition to being a Hindu-majority country, this is often considered one of the world's most populous Muslim countries. How important is this election to the two sides across the country?
Well, it's of great importance, of course, to the Muslim minority, who in Gujarat constitute about 9% of the population. They haven't forgotten what happened in 2002, when anything between 1,200 and 2,500 people were killed, most of them Muslim, over a period of several months. Many of them feel that justice hasn't been done with regard to the aftermath of that in terms of finding the people who committed those offences. They feel marginalised and also increasingly ghettoised. If you wander around the city of Ahmedabad, where I am, you find that Muslim and Hindu neighbourhoods are now segregated. And 5 years on, only a handful of people have been punished for what happened in Gujarat in 2002, although there are several thousand cases pending.
Is this Muslim-Hindu divide what the election is about for the voters?
Well, actually, until now, Modi and his party, which is the BJP, the main opposition party in India, have concentrated on Gujarat's development. He's campaigned on the theme of a vibrant Gujarat. That's a reflection of the fact that the state, as you mentioned, is one of the motor forces now behind India's boom with double-digit growth. But recently, the issue of communalism, sectarianism, has come up, not only in remarks by Modi and the leader of Congress, Sonia Gandhi, but also in an investigation by the magazine Tehelka, which filmed police officers and politicians from Gujarat boasting about their role in the 2002 killings.
You mentioned the prosperity there. How prosperous is that city of Ahmedabad when you walk around?
In many ways, it's a very familiar Indian city, you know, with the usual rickshaws and small stalls selling tea and snacks and so on. But inserted amidst this, quite strikingly, you see malls now, very decorated, shiny-looking constructions, very large too in some cases, and also very fashionable boutiques, which sit oddly in the overall landscape. It's definitely changed over the last few years and is beginning to look more of a kind of Western-style city, on the surface at least. Under the surface, of course, these tensions still exist.
NPR's Philip Reeves is talking with us from the western Indian state of Gujarat, where voting has begun. Thanks very much, Philip.
You're welcome.